So thank you, Steve, for this introduction. Yes, my German is better than my English, that's right. Now I'm here for the fourth day, as you know, Wednesday, Saturday, Friday, Sunday, the fifth day, and the last day. I'm here, and for this time, I hope only, because I hope I can come back. It's so nice here. I would like to stay here and bring my family too. So, but the kids, they have to go to school, and I have to turn to my practice tonight. I'm flying back, and yeah, it's a pity. It's really. I like it here. I like it here to be with you because of all fantastic people here and sisters and brothers. And I like the Holy Spirit here, and I like the atmosphere, and I like everything what God is doing here. And I think it's no. I think you should come, Steffi, to translate a little bit, because some words are not so easy. My English is not so well. Es ist kein Zufall.
It's not a coincidence.
That I'm here. Because when I heard, she helps me a little bit. She knows some German. She comes from German. The first time I've heard this church, 2002, it was a time when some pastors of our church went regularly every year here. To say, oh, when we come to Toronto, there's this blessing, this atmosphere, the Holy Spirit, the presence of the Holy Spirit is fantastic. You have to be understood. Oh, if I once would have enough money to travel to Toronto, it would be so nice. It was the first year after I followed Jesus, I gave my life to Jesus. And they seem to be very blessed and anointed when they came back. And I had one of my first questions then was, why is this blessing in Toronto more than here? Is Jesus more in Toronto than in Hamburg? Yes. Of course not. Why are they projecting, nicht projizieren, this blessing to here? I think they should come from Toronto to Hamburg to get a blessing. And 10 years later, I'm here. With a microphone, maybe. So, when I first met Carol and John in Germany, maybe six, 7 months ago in March, April, and I prayed for Carol, and it was going better with her, and she tried this timer. We were from our hearts and from our spirit, in 1 minute, very close together, in a unit. Because she understood that the missing link between heaven and earth is the prayer that what we give into our relation with God. God is doing his part, especially in this church. Every day I've been now here for these 4 or 5 days, I had always the same impression in my mind, in my spirit, and said, Lord, what is going on here? There was so much in 10 years ago. Why isn't it exploded in the last 10 years more? I don't see a reason why anointing got a steady state or less. For example, in my 10 years, I see a growing in the authority, in the power of God in my life, in changing of my character, and in becoming better in English, and I say, as long as I am growing, and growing means more, spürbar.
Feelable, like tangible.
Yeah, you could see it. You can see it. Growing, you can see it. It's not a thinking of growing. It's a real growing. So if you have a church with 10 people, and after 1 year it's 100 people, you can see the growing. When there are still 10 people, and they think, oh, we are growing, it's more a thinking of growing. You know, men like to feel the changing and are not so much interested in seeing the changing sometimes, because it's not so easy to stand when there is no changing and if you want to change. So you have to ask God, what is the reason why it doesn't change? Why I'm not growing? When there is a reason, when I'm not growing. I said, the worst thing people can say to me, you haven't changed in the last 2 weeks. You haven't grown. 2 weeks, not once a year. When I started with Jesus, I said, I want to hear from people which know me and which not know me, that in every 2 weeks maybe, wow, you're so different. I can't recognize you. What has happened? Do you have glasses? Do you lost weight? Something is different. And the worst, you haven't changed. There's nothing different. Because that would mean that God is not doing so much. And because I have not so much time, I spent 40 years not with Jesus, 10 years ago. And so I have to go twice in a service every Sunday. For example, we have a big church there in Hamburg, and we have three services on Sunday. This is about 700 visitors every service. And I said, one service is not enough. It's better I stay here and never go out of this church, because I have so much hunger and I need so much living water and living bread. So please, Jesus, come and please don't let me as I am. As far as I realize it now, there's hope. Then you can make it better with me. That it become better with me. That you can change my character, that I become as you are. When I trust you, when I follow you, when I do what you say. And what God is saying, I think, to you, is you, years ago maybe, you get so much. It's a present, a gift. It's from heaven what you got. And he says, you want more, so give me more. You want more, so give me more. And I say, God, what shall they give you? More of your heart, of course. More of your time, of course. Is it possible to give more time of your life in the relation with Jesus? To give more of your energy, of your concentration, of your thinking, of your heart, of your feeling, of everything to Jesus? Yes. I think until we are not 100% as Jesus is, we can give him more. We have to give him more. Otherwise, we won't grow. When now up to 10 people a day give their life to Jesus in my practice, not my church, but in my practice, 2 years before it has been 5. And 5 years ago, it was 1 or 2. And in 2 years, it will be 100 a day. Of course. John liked this word, of course. When it wouldn't be 100 in 2 years, also be 10, something would be wrong with me, not with Jesus. So ask yourself, what's wrong with you? And I asked God, what can they do better? And this is, they shall give me more of their hearts. And to get more anointing, you need more structure, more discipline. When you go on the ocean with a boat, there shouldn't be so much holes in the boat because it's sinking. One hole can be enough. So close your holes. So that anointing can't flow out of you. You are the vessels of the glory of the Lord. And when you don't close your holes, where the anointing go out between Sunday and Sunday, then there can come more. Only then can come more when you close your holes. How can I close my holes in this vessel of glory I am? I can't, wir können das Böse nicht mit dem Bösen bekämpfen.
We can't fight evil with evil.
Wir müssen das Böse mit dem Guten bekämpfen.
We can't fight the evil with good.
Yeah. What is the good? To do what the Lord says. Says he something? Oh, yes. One of my favorite scripture parts, 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Pray all the time. Thank you all the time. Be joyful all the time. Are you this all the time? If not, these are the holes. So, you need a timer. Who has not a timer yet? Oh, maybe one or two. So get one. If you have an iPhone, and ask Steve how it works. And if not, get one from the internet, from the book table, from the bookstore, wherever. But we are so ablenkbar.
We're so easily distracted.
Yes. And you know, there is an enemy. When you come in these dimensions of the Spirit we talked about the last days, who have been here, they know. In these dimensions, when we are living more and more in faith and in the Spirit, by obeying to the Word of God, we come from seeing what is in front of our eyes, more and more in the Spirit, and we have a spiritual fight. It is fact. So, the enemy wants us to do everything except obeying the word of God. Because he better knows than we do, when we obey, God blesses us. He wants to bless us. He wants to annoy us. Annoyed. But when we are not doing what he says, not by work, we are gerechtfertigt, justified. Mm-hmm. But by our hearts, but in faith. So it's not a question whether I am perfect or not, but whether I give everything. When I am in love with a woman the first time, Jesus wants to be our first love. This means that when we awake in the morning, we can only think of him or her. It depends. And when we are working, we're sitting in front of the computer and saying, oh, what shall we do this afternoon? We can go to the cinema, we can make this thing and that thing and on. And you're dreaming all the day long. And you're waiting for when you see her again or him. And when you fall asleep, you are dreaming of her and him. And when you close your eyes, you see her or him. And when you open up your eyes, you see her or him. 24 hours. And nobody would say, oh, you are under very much stretch. Calm down. Under such a pressure, I won't never live. And you would say, pressure? There's no pressure. Maybe a hormonal pressure. But no stress. I hope this never ends. Maybe more, a little bit more would be good, not less. And Jesus wants to be our first love, and it's the only person which is good for women and men together in the marriage when they are in love with Jesus. It's better for the marriage when both are in love with Jesus. It's not so easy when one is not in love with Jesus. So it's a prayer request then. it's not a question of pressure when these timers are ringing every 10 minutes in our pocket. And what I tried in these last 10 years was, from the first day on, the first was to prove whether God's word is true or not. Because when I go and went in my church, and I said, do you know what I read here? Here I read, everything is possible to those who believe. Are you a believer? Of course. Aha. What? How is it when everything is possible for you? And he looked at me as if I would be crazy. And as far as I know, I never heard of any person, everything is possible for him. So I said, maybe the reason is that nobody does what Jesus says, 100%. So I said, okay, what I can accept is that there's a development. Maybe not from one second to the other, but because I'm learning and I'm giving my heart to Jesus, he changes my heart, he changes my character, he gives me more, longing for more, and the fulfilling. So, this positive dynamic process, which starts when Jesus comes in our hearts, can be a little bit forced, get a little bit more fire in the oven. I say, I like this picture, because what I always say, flies don't like to sit on a hot oven. So if you have flies on your oven, circumstances that you don't like, let your oven become hotter. Pray more. And this is what people normally, they don't like to hear this. That's what we, 2 days before, and this was the overriding in this preaching. I said, Lord, what is the overriding? And he says, self-responsibility. I thought my church leader is responsible for me. He has to do the work. I have to come to on Sunday in the service. No. You, every single person, is responsible for the relation of your heart with Jesus. It's a relation between heart and heart, you know. And that what you give, you will get. And when you give 10%, you will get 10%. And when you give 100%, you will get 100%. It's very easy. It's in the Bible. So why don't you give 100%? Why don't you think it's possible? When everything is possible to those who believe. So now we can take this timer, for example, as an experiment for maybe 1 week or 10 days to see what will happen. And I know that I'm challenging you with all these testimonies. What I see in my practice, it's amazing. What I'm hearing, it's amazing. Yesterday or 2 days before, I got a letter from a, I don't know whether it's a member of this church, in English, and he wrote me from day to day what happened in her life when she started with this timer in August this year. Is this person here? Maybe, don't know. And I sat this morning there and read these lines, and my tears came. It was so fantastic how her life changed with the relation with her husband and with the daughter came to Jesus. And whatever is possible when more of the power of God comes in our lives. He wants to give us more. So, and what when you were wondering or asking yourself, what has happened in the last years? Why is this not exploding, this church? Maybe the answer is, you should do your job. It has to be exponential, the growing, when you start with Jesus. It can't be a steady state. Because Jesus, for himself, knocks on our door, in our hearts, every day, and ask for more. And we always say no. Enough is enough. We can't pray every time. Always. And he says, okay then, enough is enough. But don't ask why you haven't got more. So I'm really relaxed with this. It's no moralic aspect. Oh, is it not? Es ist sehr nüchtern.
It is very sobering.
Very rational. Very unemotional. When you go over the street, when you cross the street and it's green, it's good for people to cross the street. When it's red, it's better to wait. This is not emotional thing. It's not a moralic thing. It's this. And so it is with the word of God. Very easy. So, this was a preaching. Do what Jesus says that you should do. And my testimony is this experience, what is growing and growing and growing and growing and growing, and it never ends. And when I would be here, or when you would see me in 1 year, you won't recognize me. You will not. I heard it from all the people I have been in the last years. Say, wow, what is this? That's normal. Every day that we cast the demons out in this practice, in this internal practice, is since for 6 or 9 months. Before not. I don't know what is happening in the next year, but I know. As long as I want more and I give more, what I have, I will get more. So I'm really, really good mood. No? That was a good mood. And I'm looking forward. I enjoy what come. And I trust my God. Because Jesus is with me. And he is with you too. He is also here. Not only in Hamburg. But when you have... When God says, oh, I give you very much of anointing, for example, then the other part from heaven is the earth. Is your vessel strong enough, close enough, big enough in a way, no? Stable enough. You know, my wife is a psychiatric doctor, and she says when the when the Reize, also the influences for the consciousness, are too big, the ego disappears, and this ne, also das Ich löst sich auf. Also man ist so quasi, man hat keine Ich-Struktur mehr.
Yourself just disappears, and you don't. Your structure is not based on self.
Every half a year, I say to God, "Come as much as you can give me, as much as you have, with all of your glory." And after some minutes, He makes it. I don't know whether I shall crying or weeping or laughing. And I say, "Okay, more, not more, because I don't know whether maybe I should must vergehen.
Maybe I perish."
And I say, "Thank you, Lord. It's a test. And in 6 months, I see whether I can bear more. If I grow more in your presence, I will can stand more, with more.
Receive more.
But I have to do my part in this connection. I have to grow. I can't change my character. And we had it yesterday. Normally, the people they are very afraid what they recognize in themselves, which is not compatible with Jesus, and whether Jesus allows them to drink in a bar more than 10 beers, not bears. And my experience is that. Jesus loves us, and he is not kein strenger Vater.
He's not a harsh father. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And he wants us to grow, and he encourages us. So when we use this timer, he encourages us with good things gonna happen. More health, healing, salvation from our relatives, authorities, that when we pray for the sick, they get healed, that he bless our finances, and we get more and more and more, and say, "Oh, that's the best, what can happen to me, that Jesus came in my life." And when I said, "Oh, am I not allowed to go?" It's one example. It's got thousands others to go in into a bar. I nearly never go into a bar, but if I would, and when I now start more praying, then maybe Jesus says, "You don't are allowed to go to in this bar, but I like to go in this bar." Try it. Jesus will say, not so seldom, "Go in this bar. I come with you. We drink together beer. And we will see what will be a big adventure when we both go in this bar. Maybe we don't come out." And they all get solved in this bar. And it become a church. But as long as you are thinking, "No, I don't, better I don't pray, because when I pray, I get a schlechtes Gewissen.
I get a bad conscience.
When I have an appointment this evening in the bar, it hurts not so much when I don't pray, and Jesus then say, 'Don't go.' Then you don't pray. But trust Jesus. My experience is not that he forbidden
that he would not allow it.
Anything. That is not the thing of learning from a good father. It is not allowing, but he goes with you, and he protects you, and he leads you into knowledge and wisdom.
Wow.
And this is the overwriting of this morning, wisdom. I said, what is wisdom? What shall I can I preach with, over wisdom? And then they came this picture that God give us this anointing from the heaven, and we our obedience from our hearts, and that we have to this is Buße und Umkehr,
repentance and turn around,
repentance and turn around from our fear that we will get punished, and that we turn around from our indolence, from our not feeling, from our insensitivity for what the Spirit wants to do with us, through us. We know all these things we know better than our neighbor. And he, that is, das ist das Beruhigende.
That's the comforting.
Also knows everything better for us. Yeah. But true is that nobody knows anything. And what for the one is right, maybe for the other will go wrong. And the other way around. So if would you send me in a bar, I don't know what to do there, maybe. No. But other for another people, it gives genau that what I just said. And I have another thing, maybe. And I have another, and everybody has his eigene Baustellen.
We all have our own construction areas.
Yeah. So be happy that you have these construction areas. As long as you know your construction areas, you're very good. It's a good position to know this. And if you don't know your construction areas, and you don't have 100% of the promises of Jesus, you shall pray for erkenntnis.
For revelation.
What your construction areas are. Lord, please give me wisdom so that I can grow, that I can learn. But please don't let me as I am. That is the worst thing that can happen. And it's on every level, because we have this curious feeling in our heart, there could be more. And the only question is, why don't I have it right now? Something must be wrong with you, Jesus. And Jesus says, no, not with me, my child. With my neighbor? Or the left or on the right? No. Yeah, but there's nobody else. And then this pointing on myself. Yes. I have to do enough with my own nose. So I'm very lucky, very happy that this growing continues. And I will do everything that it continues the next 50 years. And I hope, and I said, and I pray every day that I won't get 90 years old until I have 100%. Because to be changed into Jesus, no, verwandelt,
transformed
into Jesus, in the nature of Jesus, is not a question of time. It's not in the time. But what needs time is my so-called character. And this character I have to bring for minimum every 10 minutes to Jesus, light, this transforming light. And I don't care whether I'm right or I'm wrong, how I am. When I start, we only have 2 hours today, as Steve said, because everybody has to have lunch then. Living water and living bread lunch, because we have Sunday. No, First of all, for example, myself, the Lord said, I went in this Pentecostal church, for example. I'm in the biggest Pentecostal church in Germany, in the Elim church in Hamburg. And when we came there 10 years ago, I realized that it's not good to smoke cigarettes in a Pentecostal church. They don't like it there. I'm very glad that this is not a Pentecostal... It's just a joke. And to be a doctor and smoking cigarettes, it nearly kills you in a church, in the Pentecostal church in Hamburg. So as the first thing, I realized it, and I had 30 cigarettes a day, and I said, okay, God, now you know what to do. You have to finish my smoking. That you help me that I can finish this, because it's not good here, and they smell it and everything, and I can't hide it. And so. And do you know what he said? He said, your smoking is not interesting me. Mich interessiert dein hartes Herz.
I'm interested in your hardened heart.
I said, me? No, my heart is very good. It's the smoking. And he says, no, it's your heart. I said, why? I'm so nice. So sensible. Everything good. And he said, no. And I said, so we discussed it a little while. I'm always often discussing with God the things. In a way, no, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. And then after all, he get me. He said, okay, I want to have my peace. Okay, you're right. I'm wrong. Like always. And then he showed me that my heart was really hard. And forgiveness. I didn't know what forgiveness is. I said, it takes 3 days for me to forgive. I'm a specialist in unforgiveness. And in these 3 days, a lot of things happen again, so that I'm always unforgiven. And you always only have fight in your marriage, examples, but it costs so much time. And no good feeling. And I said, okay, please, one time show me what forgiveness is. And so that I can learn it, I can train it. And I laid on my bed, and the glory of the Lord comes through the decke.
Through the ceiling.
And tremendous light, and... And my tears were, nicht, also tears, die Tränen flossen und so.
He was crying.
Yeah, and I called my wife Anne and said, oh, come here, the Holy Ghost is here. And now I know what forgiveness is. It's a part of the love of Jesus. Ah, thank you, Lord. Now I know what I have to train. And it was better with me. It's, now, today, it's much better. And... after some years, I said, not Jesus, I'm still smoking. What's about his smoking? And I said, yes, but count your cigarettes. And I said, yes, it's only some, 5 or 6 a day. And he said, yes, see what happened. Because I had no time anymore. I would like to smoke, but it's not possible. When you go up early, no time for a cigarette. When I was in front of this practice, I was standing there smoking my cigarette. Good morning, Mr. Meyer. Are you just coming? Wait 2 minutes. I have just a cigarette. It's also not so good for a practice. In lunchtime, we had only 20 minutes at home. And what are you doing in 20 minutes? In lunchtime, you're reading in the Bible. You're praying, of course. And forget the eating. And then you have to go to the practice again. No time for smoking. And then when you come back, you want to bring the kids to bed. smoking smells not so good for the kids, so you have to wait until they're in bed. It takes some time. And then you have to work again and to pray again and to read in the Bible again, and it's getting later and later, and you don't come to these cigarettes. So, in a way, it's no, you would like to sin, for example, but you have no time anymore. This is changing of the character. 5 minutes, okay. Five minutes. So in this changing is coming when you're trying to do what God says. And now you have only 6-7 minutes left for making a sin, or wie heißt es, sin, or irgendwas.
To sin.
Yeah, what is not in the mind of God. And then you have to worship again and to praise the Lord. So this new rhythm in your life changes your character. And when you want more, you can put it on every 5 minutes. When you're too good for Jesus, and or creative, to also in these 6 minutes to do something what is not in his mind. Make the net closer. Some testimonies, 2 or 3. One woman told me, since she had this timer, she had a husband, she was married 42 years, and her husband was not with Jesus. And so he, she, from the first day on, she said, oh, please come to our church, and please let's pray together. And he always said, 42 years, let me with this praying and this church and this pressure, and it's your thing, okay, you can have it, but for me, it's nothing. And I have this timer, and after some days, my husband said, oh, do you want to pray with me? And I said, what? And I can't, he is always behind me now and wants always to pray with me. And the wife of a pastor told me, I know that I'm sharing, because I haven't started even with testimonies. And it said, my husband and my son, they went fishing to a lake near Hamburg in the springtime of 5 o'clock in the morning, and it was rainy and it was cold, and there were two other guys, and they had zwei Forellen oder sowas. Forellen.
They had two fish.
Yeah, and in the basket, and they sat there for 1 hour, and no fish was going to the. Haben sie gefangen da oder so, ne?
They didn't catch any fish.
Yes. And then they said, okay, we can try this timer. And they said, the water, das fing an zu brodeln.
The water was like, something was stirring in the water.
And one fish after the other. And now we are eating fish for 3 months, every day. Every day. And the others, they had these two fishes in their basket. And what I told in the Wednesday evening when we had our first meeting, that a woman said with this timer, every 10 minutes, I want more. And they said, okay, you are the first person in this Republic Germany that puts this timer on every 5 minutes. And then she came back every 3 weeks and wrote me an email or gave me feedback. And she said, when I now have it on every 5 minutes, a very curious thing happened, because I thought I'm always in the will of God, a missionary woman, 3 years, and then Indonesia was a mission, and 70 years old. And she said, but now the Holy Spirit comes into my life and corrects me every time in my daily life where I'm not in the will of God. And it's so often, I haven't thought that it's so often. That I'm not in the will of God. I thought it, I was. I'm with Jesus for 50 years now. And it's very good for me to change my habits and to, like a radar, no?
Radar? Like a radar.
Now I know where I have to go for. And 3 weeks later, she said, I'm awakened in the night time And I am living with others together with my neighbors and friends. She had some friends, a big flat, was staying there, and they had these instruments, also music instruments, and she tried, and she could play trumpet, keyboard, and guitar from that moment on. And her tinnitus was gone. And 3 weeks later, she wake again in the night time, and she had the impulse to komponieren.
To compose.
Songs. And the first song I composed, she wrote me, and she sent me these songs by email, and also with her instruments. And so that's everything, it's no fantasy. It's true. It was the Vater Unser.
It was the Lord's Prayer.
Yeah. And so every day she composed two songs. And then she put them, after 2 weeks, she bought a mix pult.
A soundboard, like something where you can just put them.
And put it on CDs, and the TV came. And after some weeks, her earlier husband came. And she said, shall I show you and play the new songs I've written and played with these instruments? And she said, why? You can't play an instrument and you have tinnitus. And how do you can this be? And she says, yes, but this is das ist schon 8 Wochen her.
That's already 8 weeks ago.
This can change in 8 weeks. Learning music instruments, trumpet, keyboard, and guitar, now for sure, is not in the time. It takes no time. Miracles don't take time. When I prayed for one guy in our church, he had a different length of his legs, you know, these things, he has a disc problem. And the orthopedic specialist, he made this computer tomography, and it was all documented, and it was about 3 or 4 centimeters shorter. I think it was the right leg, 2 years ago, I think. And she sit in front, and I said, okay, come to the other visitors of this service, and now you are praying for this leg to come out, and I will be with you in this prayer. And they laid their hand on the knee and on the leg, and this leg come out until it was the same length. I said, oh yeah, wonderful. So now I will show you what can happen if you continue praying. And if you say to the leg what it should do. And I said to the leg, now you continue growing. And we turned around. And after some seconds, or half or two, 1 minute, one said, oh, what has happened with his leg? Turn around, look, he's like this more. It was more than 10, 15 centimeters more, the right, well, longer than the left. And nobody touched his leg. I said, yes, we forgot to stop the growth. So I said to the leg, now you go in again. And you stop until you're the same length. And it went until it was the same length. And I said, tomorrow you go to your orthopedic specialist. And went to the orthopedic specialist, and you made the computer. And they said, what has happened? You don't have any disc problem. The length is both sides the same. Yeah, we prayed in the church. So, and now I would normally start with these testimonies, but we don't have much time now, and we shall finish or not?
Parents, if you could pick up your children, that would be great. But we would love you to pray for us. So,
yes.
And why don't we just say, if you need to go, go. But I think it's wonderful if he prays, because there's such an anointing when he prays. But it would be best to get the children.
Okay. So now we start with praying. Hallelujah. So, you have a prayer team too. Can come to here in front. We can go up, down. Of course, you should pray with all these. No, we all pray together now. Is it for? I will start the prayer like the last days, and I, because I think that is the most important thing. No, you don't have to come in front now. And I think that what you want is more of the Lord.
Yeah.
And therefore, you, that's the reason you are here. And so we make it like the last days. You lift up your hands, both who want to be filled more from the Lord with the Holy Spirit. And the prayer team, you are the prayer team?
Yeah. We could call the prayer team up to the front, as well as some of the ministry track, school of ministry students. You're part of that as well.
And we from the team,
cell leaders,
are going now and through the
through the aisles.
And we cover this with prayer. Yeah? So now, maybe I lead this prayer, but we pray all together. I would like to pray that we are going in a team here through the rooms. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So we go through the lines, and now with the prayer team.
We're just going to move around everybody. Just
yeah. And I thank you, Lord, that you now open the heavens like you wanted to, like you you have this plan. You have brought every heart this morning here to be filled with more of your anointing, with more of your Holy Spirit. And it is special with this aspect of obedience, that you give us an obedient heart to in this morning. That we get open eyes what we should do in your will. That you changes our habits. That you changes our thinking, our feeling, our points of view. That we look through your glasses, through your eyes in our situations and in daily life. Not only on Sunday morning. That we get so nervous when we won't pray every some minutes, that you get more room, more space in our daily life. That we don't know maybe what has happened. We call it miracle. That you get so in touch with us that we can't stop praising you. That we can't stop worshiping you. 24 hours a day. We will do our job. We will break up all the walls, all the heavens, what hinders us, what resists, what is not from you, that it breaks down, that you with your light and your power and your love come in our hearts and in our life, so everybody can see you in our lives. Thank you, Jesus, that you are the only one that can change us, that transform us in that what you are. And you want this. It's your will. We identify ourselves with your will. You say, I am not doing anything what is not in the will of the Father. The Father and me are one. And my daily bread is to do the will of my Father. And we are one with you, Jesus. And I thank you that you make where this is theory, it practically in our life. That you fill us now. And I know and I thank you that healing comes out of your hand. That healing comes from your throne. That this living water fills us new. Our lives, our families, our bank accounts, our relations, our jobs, that everybody, when he comes in our presence, comes in the presence with you and will be changed too. Whether it's a bar or it's Lidl or Walmart or whatever. Thank you that we are the light of the world. Because you are the light and you take home, you are living in us, through us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you come and fill my sister. Thank you that you come here now and fill us with your holy presence so that we are not the same. When we are leaving, that it's better with us,
that we are blessed, that it becomes better every day, that we are growing, that we are that you all take away what resists growing, what hinders that we are becoming more and more like you are, Jesus. Thank you for this church, for this place, that are now, in your name, Jesus, I set free what all these prophecies are all about. That you now come to fulfill what you have promised. That from here on, all the streets are full of people who are looking for you. Thank you, Jesus, that everything is everything. Everything is possible to those who believe. This is the truth. You are the truth. And our small thinking, I break it now. This thinking, maybe tomorrow, but maybe not today. That today is the day that you made for your glory, for your honor. Thank you. That never will be the same. Anyone who is here now, that everybody is the best what the world can have, because you are in our lives. I thank you, Jesus, that you make it clear for us that we don't miss it, that not one single day in our lives from now on is a day like before. From victory to victory, from glory to glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that this is your promise, that is your side of you, that is your thinking about us. You have so much more in heaven. You have had so much more. But from now on, you set it free. And I want to see it. I want to have feedbacks. I want to have testimonies that everybody can say, yes, what is happening now and what is happening tomorrow and in the 2 days, that is more and more and more of your blessing. Thank you, dear Lord Jesus. Thank you for the kids. Thank you for the families. Thank you for the schools and everywhere where we are. Thank you that it becomes better and better and better. And in Philippians 4:4, you say, be joyful. I once again say, be joyful. This is our natural feeling, joy in our hearts. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that we become more like you are. And that when we come in any place, there starts a multiplication, that we can encourage everybody who comes in touch with us. Thank you, Jesus, that where we go, you are there. You are waiting for us wherever we go. And thank you that you give us whatever we need to grow, to get healed physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And thank you that we want more. That we want more is from you, and that we get more too. Thank you that you open up this scripture path, the scripture for us, that we can understand what you mean. It seems so easy in theory. Let it be so easy practically. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Shukuri gidia balia da basiki di da balia mo soto mo sokori ya basara ba. Sanne da basoro mo sokori ya basale mo soto mo sinya soto mo. Da basiki di da. Thank you for a big anointing on this church. Thank you that it's your love. It's a symptom of your love that you choose this place. Thank you. Thank you that you heal us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you give us everything what we need. Thank you for your family. Thank you for the family of my brother. Thank you that you see these relatives in his family which needs you. You see that. So you see it. Thank you that you're now in these situations and then my brother can sleep calm and peaceful again. Thank you. Yes, it's right. Yes, it's right. Thank you that you show us where we have the needs. Whatever is called the need, you are always bigger. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for my sister. Thank you that you now come with your mighty power, with your spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for more. Thank you for more, Jesus. Thank you that everybody gets more.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Be blessed. Be blessed. Thank you. Thank you for everybody is now anointed and blessed to heal the sick, to cast out the demons, to raise the dead, to build up your kingdom, to bring the people in your kingdom, that we can have the right strategy, that we have wisdom, that we can bring the gospel to the lost, so that we can fill the heavens. Yes, we are living in a fallen world, but you are the light, Jesus. And that we get also nervous when we not for minimum prayed each day for minimum 3 people. And that we get, that you confirm your word with miracles, with wonders and signs, so that we all see what is happening when we prayed. Because normally we say when others pray, but what shall happen when I'm praying? The same shall be the results. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you give us the hearts of a lion, that we Geist der Kühnheit. Of what? Of boldness. The spirit of boldness. That we say, yes, I will. I will go and I will see for 3 people minimum every day I'm praying now. And then with everybody of this church is praying for 3 people, 3 new people every day, that all the whole city get in touch with the gospel, with your power, Jesus. Thank you that you set us free. Thank you. That you give us the right spirits to pray for the people, that they give their life to you, Jesus. That they get solved. It's so important to be solved. It's so important not to be lost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for my sisters and brothers. Thank you that they know what I mean. Thank you that you give me the right words. And thank you that you give me more and more authority, so as you give you everybody more and more authority. Thank you that you forgive us where we failed. Thank you that your grace and forgiveness is always bigger than whatever we could do. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for my brother. Thank you for his family. You see this family. You see what is happening in this family. Thank you that now peace is coming into it. That light is coming into this family so that he can calm down. Thank you. That you give him wisdom. Yes, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah. More of you, Jesus. Jesus, come more. Yes. Thank you for this morning. Thank you for anointing. Thank you, Jesus. What? Yeah. 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 Who never gives his life to Jesus. So, yeah, my sister Patricia has an impression, and it's for me the best thing what we can do. If there's here anybody who hasn't given his life to Jesus before, please come to the front, so that we can pray for you. If there's anybody who hasn't given his life to Jesus, he should come now, because it's an occasion. Hallelujah. More. For everybody who has it on his heart to give his life to Jesus, to come in this relation, in this verbindlichen, Relationship. Relationship. Yes. Which means that you spend eternity in heaven and not in hell. It's better to be in heaven and not in hell. Thank you.
I was just like, whatever.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Bring all these who make concern now in front. Hear that so that we can pray for you. Are there, not every week, but once in a lifetime, you should give your life to Jesus. You will see it will change your life. Is here anybody? Who is not in this fellowship, no, relationship. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who hasn't given his life to Jesus before should do it now. This is the day. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you. Hallelujah. More. Jesus, come with more. Come with more of your life. More of your life. More of your healing power. Thank you for my sister. Thank you. That she comes out of the wheelchair. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Yes.
Like yesterday, yes. When you saw it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come here, see it. Come here, see it. Come here, see it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless my brothers, bless my sisters, bless the families, and give them new finances. Hallelujah. Be blessed. Thank you for such nice parents. That they ever have the right word in the right moment. It's so much patience. Especially nighttime. Thank you.
For
growing, yes, for healing.
What? For his heart.
Yeah.
New heart.
Yeah, new heart.
What is with the heart? What is with the heart?
He's had two heart surgeries. He's scheduled for a third one. He has a number of abnormalities in his heart. They told us that he wasn't supposed to live, but
He lives.
He's healthy and strong. Yes. So a new heart. No
what is
your
name?
Miles.
Miles. Hallelujah. Miles.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So, and what I see is that the family is growing.
Mm-hmm.
Health. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yeah. Single prayer request we just start in some minutes. Hallelujah.
I'm diabetic. Can you just...